Why would we care about natural asset management? Well, natural assets can deliver services, services that may be of particular importance or relevance to municipal governments. So, for example, stormwater management for flood control or drinking water provision. And these assets can be managed. They can be restored, enhanced, or protect to ensure the provision of these services over time. And it is often the case that these services can be provided by natural assets in a less expensive manner than built alternatives, where we may need a built stormwater dike or some significant infrastructure for flood management. Natural assets, because they absorb water, for example, can provide that same service as built assets, often at less of an expense, which is particularly relevant in the context of aging infrastructure, which certainly we have in Canada, and in the face of climate change, where our built assets are at risk of damage due to climate change and their impact.
Town councillors voted to undertake the natural assets inventory last year. The cost of the project was $2,500, which came from the operating budget for climate change initiatives, according to Kieran Miller, senior manager of corporate projects for the town of Sackville. The recommendation to take on the project originally came from the mayor's roundtable on climate change, she said. The effects of climate change are putting increased pressure on infrastructure, such as storm sewers and culverts, but natural wetlands and forests can perform services such as stormwater management simply by absorbing rainwater. One section of the dashboard provides data about trees in the Sackville area. For example, it indicates there are more than 12,500 trees in local wetland areas with an average height of about 6 meters each. There's also an interactive map detailing the areas covered by forest, agriculture, wetland, water, grassland, and shrubland areas. The inventory also includes data such as local trails.
So, for example, we can see the number of trails associated and the length of those trails associated with different assets. We could see whether they're in a flood hazard area. We can see the length of any water courses associated with those assets. So there's a lot of information that we can contain within the inventory to describe and assign attributes to those assets.
Along with Sackville, 30 other local governments took part in the cohort for the creation of a natural assets inventory, according to Kieran Miller from the town of Sackville. Several of those communities are also in Atlantic Canada, including Charlottetown, Lunenburg, Florenceville, Bristol, Halifax, Moncton, and Stratford. With Sackville's boundaries changing, another inventory for the new and larger Tantramar region might be an option in the future, Miller said. And in the meantime, staff have the information available for planning purposes, and locals can view the natural assets inventory at go.greenanalytics.ca/Sackville.